Hello, my name is Alexander Bankier, and I am Deputy Editor of Radiology, responsible for thoracic imaging. Today's conversation is dedicated to the topic of observer performance in the assessment of pulmonary nodules, and this conversation is recorded in the context of our Radiology Select series. As guests, we have Dr. Girada from the Mallinckrodt Institute of Radiology in St. Louis, Dr. Zhao from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, and Dr. Chitima from the University of Utrecht in the Netherlands. I would like to start with Dr. Girada. Dr. Girada, your article entitled Lung Cancer, Inter-Observer Agreement on Interpretation of Pulmonary Findings at Low-Dose CT Screening, is one of the articles included in our collection. Could you be so kind and give to our listeners a very brief overview over the article and just summarize the main findings?
Sure. Would you like me to start with the an overview of the National Lung Screening Trial?
That would be helpful.
Okay. So the National Lung Screening Trial was a randomized controlled trial that was designed to compare lung cancer mortality rates among individuals that were screened for lung cancer using either chest radiography or low-dose chest CT examinations. There were over 53,000 individuals enrolled, and they were screened annually three times, and the main outcome, again, was lung cancer mortality. Patients that were enrolled in the study were those at highest risk for lung cancer. So they were older patients, aged between 55 and 74 years at enrollment, with heavy smoking histories of at least 30 pack years. And in our study, what we wanted to look at was how closely different readers agree on interpreting the findings that are relevant to lung cancer screening examination. So in order to make the study somewhat more efficient for the readers, we selected 135 cases out of our database of baseline screening examinations. These 135 examinations were stratified according to the screening result that was originally rendered by the radiologist who interpreted the study for the trial. 75 of the cases had been originally classified as a positive screening examination, which meant that at least there was at least one nodule 4 millimeters or larger in greatest transverse dimension. And then 20 each of examinations had been originally classified as being negative, but having a nodule smaller than 4 millimeters that was non-calcified, or 20 examinations, and 20 examinations were chosen in which a calcified nodule was found, and 20 examinations were obtained in which no nodules were found. And we collected subsets of images showing these lesions of interest that had been recorded initially by the original readers to our study, 16 different study reads, and asked them to record their result on whether they saw a nodule or not, what the size of the nodule was, whether the nodule was positive or negative, and what their recommendation would be for follow-up of that nodule.
And what were the main findings?
The main finding was that we evaluated agreement between readers using the multi-rater kappa statistic was our main outcome measure. And kappa is a measurement that assesses the agreement between readers beyond the agreement that's expected due to chance. And it ranges from 0 to 1 with a higher value being corresponding to greater agreement. And we found that agreement among all readers on a positive versus a negative interpretation had a kappa value of 0.64, which is generally considered to be moderate to substantial agreement. That was the primary finding. The additional findings were that there was quite a large variation in the number of nodules that were detected among readers overall, as well as in the number of nodules that were classified as being 4 millimeters or larger among different readers. When it came to assessing agreement among follow-up recommendations, the kappa value was lower. The kappa value was 0.35, which is generally considered to be a fair agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were the main findings.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Chitima, the first of your studies entitled Pulmonary Nodule Detection at Lung Cancer Screening Inter-Observer Variability of Semi-Automated Volume Measurements. This study was also based on a lung cancer screening trial, the Nelson trial. Can you give us some brief information about the general design of this trial?
Sure. The Nelson trial is the Dutch-Belgian lung cancer screening trial. It's also a randomized trial, and we included 16,000 volunteers for this trial, also heavy smokers. They had to smoke at least 25 pack years, and they were between 15 and 75 years old. And they were recruited from the general population, and that's why we started including men, because men smoked more than women did. Two groups. One group was the screening group, and they got a low-dose CT at baseline after 1 year and after 3 years. And in 2007, we added another round, and they got another low-dose CT scan. We also had the control group, and they didn't receive any screening at all. And the main goal of the study is to see, to investigate whether low-dose CT can reduce lung cancer-related mortality and mortality overall.
Mm-hmm. I see. And in your study, you used this data to assess the inter-observer variability of volume measurements of nodules. What were your main findings?
Well, for the Nelson study, we used colometry, so we didn't use calipers to measure the nodules.
Mm-hmm.
And scans are double read. And what we did was we included about 232 men screened at a university hospital in Utrecht. All the nodules in those CTs were read by the first reader in Utrecht and by a second reader in another center in Groningen. Colometry is done by clicking on a nodule, and then the segmentation is done automatically, and the software calculates the volume of the nodule. The purpose of the study was to see whether the measured volume was dependent on where you click in the nodule, so if there is any variation between the first nodule, the first observer and the second observer. And what we found is about 9% of the nodules didn't show any discrepancy between the first and the second observer, but almost 11% of the nodules showed a difference in measured volume. And in almost 4% of the cases, the discrepancy was even larger than 10%.
I see. From this point, obviously, you went on to investigate the technical parameters that determine the size measurements of pulmonary nodules. And this is, interestingly, a very similar direction than the investigation of our third guest, Dr. Zhao. Her study evaluating variability in tumor measurements from same-day repeat CT scans of patients with non-small cell lung cancer actually looks at the problem from a very similar direction. Dr. Zhao, can you give us a very brief summary of your study design and your findings?
Okay.
I understand this is the, if you want, the only study in the group today that is a non-screening study.
Yeah, our application is a little different. We focus on therapy response assessment. So there, we also would like to study measurement variability to to be able to tell when the tumor is real, real change.
Well, mm-hmm.
Maybe a little background. So CT has been widely used to measure tumor size on theory examinations, and based on the size change, so tumor response to therapy is assessed. So currently, since 2000, the resistor, unidimensional resistor, has become the standard. So we mm-hmm. believe that volumetric CT can better quantify total tumor burn and total tumor burn change. So that's the study design. Up to today, no one has studied the reproducibility of CT scanner and in combination with the modern measurement tools. So So that's our study design. So we scanned 32 non-small cell lung cancer patients. So within 15 minutes, using the same scanner and same imaging parameters. So and with a relocation between two scans, the patient left the scanner and came back. So under this condition, the tumor there should have no biological change. So all difference we measured between the two scans should be caused by reposition or breathing or measurement tools or CT, something also like related to repeat CT scans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our design of our study.
And what were the main findings?
Right, main findings. So our our lesions are different than the lesions detected by screening. Nodules are very small. On average is 1 centimeter. And here, the lesions are large. It's on average is at the size of 3 or 4 centimeter. So our main finding is we asked 3 radiologists actually measured on the 2 repeat scans independently, and their variability so showed I just list the best results of the 3 radiologists is about -19 to +16, so that's the 95% limit of agreement, which means within this variability, within this number, so we can think about it, this is measurement errors.
Mm-hmm.
And everything above this, we can consider with a 95% confidence interval, this is there may be a real tumor change. So this is for unidimensional, and we also have the bidimensional variability range, and we also applied computer algorithms with radiologist IDs, because
mm-hmm.
those large tumors are normally attached to everywhere in lung, attached to large blood vessels, attached to mediastinal and chest wall. They are very difficult to be segmented automatically. So we allowed radiologists to edit the computer results. So the computer-aided measurements showed a very high reproducibility of the CT scan, repeat CT scanners. So our main finding for unidimensional, we believe with using the computer-aided methods, we found the reproducibility is about -7% to 6%. And for bidimensional, it's 18% to 20%. And for volumetric, it's only 13 to 14%, mm-hmm. 13 to +13%. So these values, we believe, are very valuable for establishing volumetric technique in response assessment.
I see.
Also, the unidimensional and bidimensional values would be also valuable to reevaluate the current convention, the current standard, like RECIST and WHO
mm-hmm.
criteria. This
okay.
has never been done before.
Yeah. I have a question to the three of you. Actually, your articles have been published, all three or all four of them, actually, within a very short period of time. And there's a big overlap in time, and all of you have been working on this topic of observer performance and reliability assessment of volumetric or size measurements of these nodules. Why is this topic so hot? Why is so much research performed on that? Is this a general interest in observer variability, in observer performance? Is this triggered by the special interest in lung nodules, given the multiple lung cancer screening trials? What makes the general interest of this topic, Dr. Girada?
Yeah, this topic is of interest. At least the topic of our paper was of great interest to us because of the interest in lung cancer screening and because of our involvement in the lung cancer screening trial. It's we recognize that in interpretation of screening that it is very important to have consistent results of screening interpretation in order to, for the screening trial result to be applicable to the general community.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to assess exactly how good readers are at agreeing with each other to get an idea of how consistent interpretation would be across centers and with more widespread applicability of application of lung cancer screening.
Yeah. Dr. Chitima, were there similar motives for your study, or was there something? Was there an additional aspect?
Well, we also started the screening trial, and since the majority of non-calcified lung nodules are benign, and we had to discriminate between benign and malignant nodules, and since the majority is very small, the only way to discriminate them was by growth, because growing nodules can be malignant and most benign nodules will be stable. But to know what is real growth and what is measurement variability, we had to assess it before we could start the study. So that's why we assessed the inter observer and the inter scan variability of semi automated volume measurements performed in the NASA study.
Mm-hmm. Again, a question to the three of you. There is obviously a strong feeling for the use of computer programs to assess volume dimensions or nodule volumes. Do you think is this established at that point? Is this out beyond discussion that we should use these methods, or does the observer assessment, the subjective assessment, still have a role? Dr. Girado.
I think the observer assessment does have a role, but one thing that our study showed, I think, is that readers do behave quite a bit differently. Some readers are very sensitive to both the detection of non-calcified pulmonary nodules, and in our study, among the 16 readers, some readers detected three times as many nodules smaller than 4 millimeters as other readers, and some readers detected more than twice as many nodules that would qualify as a positive interpretation as other readers did. So I think that very promising to, or the potential for computer-aided diagnosis application is very promising as a potential means of reducing reader variability in lung cancer screening, pulmonary nodule detection and interpretation.
Mm-hmm. I would like to stay with your study for just a moment. One of the findings I found very interesting was not only the variability in the detection of nodules, but also the variability between observers in the recommendations they would give for the management, for the follow-up of a nodule. What can explain this variability?
That's a little bit difficult to answer from our study because it wasn't primarily designed to evaluate that. But we think that some of the explanations for those for that lower agreement on follow-up recommendations may be that there were no standard recommendations that were prescribed by the NLST protocol, and the readers were really left to their own judgment during the trial and in our study as to what recommendations they would want to make. There were some general guidelines that were primarily based on nodule size, but nodule appearance, edges, and attenuation, for example, could factor into that decision on the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Another big reason, I think, which some of our study data did support, was that because the general guidelines are based on size, readers do vary in their size measurements of specific nodules. So the measurement that a reader comes up with for a nodule may impact the recommendation that one makes. For
mm-hmm.
example, if a reader measures a nodule as 8 millimeters in greatest dimension, they may be inclined to just follow it up with another CT scan after a short interval. But if they measure that nodule as 10 millimeters, they may be inclined to recommend more aggressive workup, such as a PET scan or a biopsy.
I see. Dr. Chitima, for you, is the use of computer tools for nodule volumetric assessment or for dimensional assessment, is this beyond discussion?
No, not completely, because our second study showed that the segmentation of the nodule done by the software is still a problem. As long as the segmentation is okay, the photometric measurements are far, far better than the diameter measurements. But if the segmentation is completely wrong, then I think an observed and then a manual measurement is much better than the photometric measurement.
Mm-hmm. In an ideal setting, we should go towards a computed assessment of these parameters.
Yes.
I see.
I think that that's a good point, that the segmentation issue, what we found in other studies that we're working on is that it's very challenging to try to segment nodules that are attached to the costal pleura or to the to pulmonary vessels. And I think that the segmentation of those nodules probably won't produce very reproducible results compared to nodules that are completely surrounded by lung parenchyma with very few attachments. So I think that's one of the challenges of the field, is to improve the ability to reproducibly segment such nodules.
I see. So if I understand the messages of the three of you, is that there still is a role for the subjective assessment of this, but we are more and more moving into computer-aided volumetric assessment of pulmonary nodules. But even with that, we have a certain gray zone of uncertainty that is mainly determined by technical factors related to data acquisition and to the CT technique. From a very practical perspective, I would like to ask the three of you, what would you recommend to non-academic radiologists who make their routine reporting of nodules in a given hospital, in a given non-academic institution? What can they do to make the reporting and the assessment of their nodules more consistent and more reproducible? Dr. Girardo.
Well, I think that there is work going on now to, and some has already been done, to evaluate the role of computer-aided diagnosis in improving reader agreement. And I believe there are some commercially available nodule detection and nodule volume measurement programs that can be applied. I think we're still in the early phases of evaluating their utility and their value, but those are certainly possible means of improving consistency and reliability in interpretations.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Chitima, would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I think it's also important for non-academic radiologists, and that help to make their reports more reproducible, but also save them time, since a CAT can help them to detect all nodules.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Zhao?
Yes, for the response assessment purposes, so the studies have shown if the same radiologist follow up to measure the same patient's lesion, that mm-hmm. would can produce more reproducible results than different radiologists measure tumors, same patient's tumor, for example, on baseline follow-up. That's one point.
Mm-hmm. I see. So even if we are moving increasingly towards the computer-aided or computer-performed volumetric assessment of these nodules, there is still no perfection in this method too. So let me end our conversation with a question to the three of us. What do you think is needed from academic research? What are the next steps for research in this field? What are the future directions to explore? And how can the current or the currently published studies, including your studies, contribute to help to define these next steps that we have to do in investigating this topic? Dr. Girardo.
I think that one thing that would be useful to do is to study the application of these types of tools in the clinical setting. These types of studies that, you know, that we have done are, you know, somewhat done in artificial experimental settings that have may have limitations in translating them to what sort of impact they will actually have in the clinical setting. So I think that it would be useful to design studies in which these tools are actually incorporated into the clinical routine and their effect on efficiency and reader performance is evaluated in a more natural setting.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Chitima?
Well, I think that's one thing. And another thing is we have to work on this. All those studies are done on solid nodules, and we also have to work on part solid and non-solid nodules, because most of these software packages are not developed for non-solid nodules, and that's also a difficult issue. It's also, we still don't know what to do with them and how to, what the best way is to assess growth and change of those nodules.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Zhao?
We have been conducting several studies that may be interested to other people. The first is trying to identify optimal imaging acquisition parameters, thickness, reconstruction filters, how they affect the tumor size measurement, especially for responsive assessment of large tumors. We may not need very thin section images. And mm-hmm. The other is what different softwares in measuring tumor size that we can use, a phantom study and a rear vision study, mm-hmm. and also extend from lung nodule to other sites like lymph nodes, liver lesions. That's from the perspective of a response assessment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you believe that future research will have to be directed towards probing the new computer programs and computer algorithms in a more practical context. There will be a special focus on the issue of subsolid or non-solid nodules, and there will still be some ongoing research about the ideal CT acquisition parameters for assessing pulmonary nodules with computer programs. Dr. Girada, Dr. Zhao, Dr. Chitima, thank you very much for participating in this conversation on the topic of observer performance in the assessment of pulmonary nodules. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.